going to take a few minutes. I'm going to start on what I was told to do, instructed to do. And hearing, come behind what he just said, God want each one of you. Take the limit off him. Take the limit off him. In that confession sheet we got from Pastor Tracy, there's 7 unusual hobbies on that he talks about. One of them, that this would be the year that you be set free from famine, living beneath your privilege. I want to talk about spiritual things to let you see how God did not leave anything out that concerns you. I believe I said it before. I need to say it again. When God brought you into his kingdom, he did not leave anything out. He knew you were tripod. He made you that way. But you listen to too many believers. I said most may not be true, but too many believers, they just soul and body. But God said, I pray your whole spirit, soul and body, let me know that we are tripod. We are spirit. We possess a soul. And we live where? In a body. In all three parts of man. Spirit being the most important. God intend for you to prosper and be well taken care of. Amen. Religion, tradition, man's opinion, and demons' influences have robbed the church that have not availed themselves to the knowledge of God. So, they will know how to function and operate in this world as God intended for us to. We allow circumstances, influences, and situation we are surrounded by to dictate to us, to control us, and influence us away from God and the plans that he has for us. Because this book right here that doesn't get open enough and studied enough and learned from and put into practice. Religion has sold us the idea of thinking if I open this book, I'm going to be mediocre. I'm not going to be a very important person with success, but I found out you find true success. If you allow God to put you on the right foundation, it will call you to spend your days on earth in great prosperity and success, and it will get better throughout eternity. Amen. So, spiritual things which we are going to talk about, and I'll get you out on time, because see, I have next Sunday, and I have next Sunday, I have next Sunday. But I'm going to say what he told me to say so you can be prepared and tell others, because we're going into some depths of the scripture and spiritual things for God peoples to learn. You can play with them, you can be serious about them, and God will take you, raise you, and make you, propel you to a level. It doesn't matter what you came from, but it's a matter of who you know. And what you do with what you know. Hallelujah. So, we can allow excuses or other things have too much influence over our lives, and because of those, we go nowhere. We plunder around in too many problems that should be no problem, because God has conquered your problem maker. He is a defeated foe. He does have influence, but he shouldn't have it over you, because your God has spoken. And he made known, made it available so you can have the knowledge what he's already done for you. And he has given you his ability to achieve what he has done for you in this life, today, every day. Amen. So I'm going to read this scripture, and we'll go into details of it before we leave, not today, but before we leave this series of lessons. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, King James. If y'all would put that up. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. The very things that have the church have fought against, let me change that, the very one the church has fought against was the very one that God sent to be your very dear friend. You just check out, if you be a student to study history, study the Bible, study people who have degrees they call themselves doctors, PhD degree, and on, double doctrines and so forth. You'll find I'm so glad, I'm so grateful, and I'm going to read this scripture.